Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting to the world. Broadcasting to the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul from BlakeRadio.com.
Tell me what you want to be when you get older.
Fashion designer.
I want to be a basketball player.
I want to be one of the best singers.
I want to be a model.
I want to be a songman.
I want to be a singer.
I want to be an actor.
I want to be a model.
Good evening or good day. It must be Monday because we're here with you. And thank you so much for letting us come into your warm and welcome home. Of course, we have our co-host who has actually been our host for some time, Starfish. And we're so thrilled to have her. And we're thrilled to be able to be with mommies and the daddies and grandma and grandpa, Grandpa JB, Nana, Poppy, Auntie, of course, Auntie Tina, you know she's always there, and Uncle Randy, and people who just plain care. And it's so good also to have our furry friends, Randy the Rat Ferret, and of course, Renee the Canary Butterfly. That's so gorgeous when she flaps her wings. But I want to thank you so much for coming and having you come to Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Soul, Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories, because we want to be a part of your family tradition. Because what is the family tradition in your home, Starfish, or what was it before?
My family tradition was bedtime stories with my mommy and with my big starfish daddy, when they would put us to sleep. And Chai, Zion, Myla, what are your family traditions? Do you have bedtime stories with your mommy? Are you guys getting ready to brush your teeth, wash your face? Christopher, go get your favorite teddy bear. It's time to get everything clean so we can get ready to go to bed. Brush, brush, brush those teeth. Time to brush your teeth. By Brady Reimer.
Time to brush our teeth, brush our teeth, brush them and get them all clean. Time to brush our teeth, brush our teeth, brush them and get them all clean. It's the first thing in the morning after you wake up, stand up, sun's coming up, and the rooster crows, and you get out of bed. Your hair's all messy on top of your head. You look in the mirror and you say hello. Grab your brush and you're ready to go. It's time to brush our teeth, brush our teeth, brush them and get them all clean. Time to brush our teeth. On the brush, dipping in the water, sticking in your mouth, move it round, left and right, side to side, front and back, in and out, underneath your tongue, and down around your gum, and you swish it all around, and you have a lot of fun. It's time to brush our teeth, brush our teeth, brush them and get them all clean. Time to brush our teeth, brush our teeth, brush them and get them all clean. It's the last thing in the day, after you had your dinner, after your bath and your PJs are on, the moon's up high, you read a couple books and the Sandman's come and you're scratching at your eyes, your bed is looking so good to you, but there's one more thing you gotta do. It's time to brush our teeth, brush our teeth, brush them and get them all clean. It's time to brush our teeth, brush our brush our teeth, brush them and get them all clean.
Wow, after all that, I hope, boys and girls, you were brushing your teeth. And if you weren't, it was so great what he had to say about brushing your teeth, regardless of whether it's in the morning or even in the night. But any time that you have some food, you've got to brush your teeth. Squish it, put the toothpaste and swish it all around your mouth. And, boys and girls, does your mouth smell fresh? You're able to put your tongue and wrap it around your teeth and still be able to have a lot of fun. So I want to know, TJ, did you do it? I know your mommy Charmaine is saying, TJ, get in there and brush your teeth. And there also, Blakey, you know you got to get your toothbrush. And of course, we know that Fallon has done it with her little pink tutu. And there's James. I wonder who was the fastest. Who does it? And I think that there's some other little boys and girls out there. Christopher, with your mommy Elizabeth, you better go back there and brush your teeth. And some of you grown-ups, you better do the same thing too. Because who wants to go to the dentist and have them say, I think you have cavities? We also want to make sure that Cameron, go in there, and I know you have that favorite blinky from Gigi. I know that she gave it to you. And, of course, your other grandma, too. She's there. She's making sure that it happens. Because it makes us feel so good to be able to have someone that's around you that you know will be there no matter what happens. They make you laugh, and they fix you food, or they get you ready for bed, or just make you feel better if you're sick. And they will tell you, are you ready for bed yet? Now, Starfish, she came to the show, and she just did that to me. And she made so many new friends because I could barely talk. I had this frog in my voice, and she made bedtime so much fun.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much for inviting me. I'm so excited that I have so many more friends, not only friends under the sea, but I have friends on land, many, many friends, like our great, great author, Miss Davis, who had a wonderful book of happy days, and just feeling great. And Aunt Jewel, I'm so glad that little froggy popped out of your throat.
I know, me too. Because I didn't know. I'm like going, okay, when's he going to hop out? I wasn't sure when he was going to do it. And you did such a great job with the Arthur, Miss Trinine. She was so good in talking about My Sunny Day. And I thank you for being able to do that. And she also gave us an example of, just like what the song said, what do you want to be? And that was by commission, and she said that she would like to be an Arthur. And there's other Arthurs out there. We even have Arthurs that call us. Did you know that, Starfish? I know that you did, though.
Yes, such wonderful authors. And this Bedtime Stories and listening to Aunt Jewel, it's all about the dreams that we can make come true. And I was able to make so many friends, meet so many boys and girls and daddies and mommies, aunties and papas and nanas,
mm-hmm.
and wonderful author, Miss Trinine Davis, her daughter, who told us her favorite pajamas, which was Tweety Bird. It was so, so wonderful. Also, the week before, we had a look at Black History Week. And we learned about the sit-ins and the ability to visualize and meet people who are normal people but are true heroes every day, making a difference in everyone's life. So Friendship, The Friendship Train by Gladys Knight, and The Pip.
So you made so many friends. So, of course, we've got to play The Friendship Train because everybody got on board.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
girls and moms and dads, get on that friendship train, because Starfish had it there for you, and I want you to get on there so that you could be able to get on the Blake Radio Network. The train is moving with Rainbow Soul, and you know this, of course, is Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories, and we're so thrilled that you joined us today. Now, Starfish, did you know that spring
what?
Is here?
Here? Today? Now? Now I understand why I see the flowers blooming, and the weather is so, so very nice, and the breeze feels so good on my 6 rays.
I know, can you believe that it is spring here, and where I am, it snowed this morning in springtime.
Oh, my goodness. I thought we were finished with that season.
So did I. So did I. But with all that happening, just like what you said, the flowers are coming out, and, of course, the bees are going to be following afterwards, we just want to make sure that we keep everything so clean. We don't want to litter or throw trash wherever we may be. And I think that even in the ocean, people try to litter. Now, how do you feel, Starfish, when people drop trash?
It makes me feel really sad, because when I see trash floating around in our wonderful, wonderful home of body of water, it just doesn't, the beauty of nature and all of my friends, it just ruins it. And we just love having clean water so we can breathe. We can breathe so much easier.
Right, because I know that it bothers Ashley, and I know that she helps her little sister, Casey, when she sees that. And they're teaching their little brother not to do that. So it really makes you feel very, very bad. But guess what, Starfish? There was one person that I knew that he really was feeling bad about it, so bad. Yes, he was a wizard. And this wizard said, I am sick and tired of people doing all kinds of things with the earth and with the outside and the parks and
that
the streets.
That sounds terrible to me.
I know. So I'm going to read this book, because he was so upset. And you know what the book is called, Starfish?
What?
It's called The Wartville Wizard by Don Madden. And the publishing company is Macmillan Publishing Company. They published the book. And get ready, boys and girls. Okay, Christopher. And also, Cameron, do you have your PJs on? I also see you, Susie, with your favorite little thumb in your mouth. And there's a few little boys and girls out there that have their blinky and also their bottle. So getting ready to relax. And also, guess what, Starfish? There's Grandpa JB already starting to doze off in his favorite chair. And guess what? I bet you he's watching his favorite team. Do you know who that is?
Who could that be?
I think it's the Lakers.
Oh.
And I wonder what also Randy the Rat Ferret, what he's doing in Philly.
I wonder, too. I didn't see him swimming in the ocean with me.
Oh, probably flying the plane, on the plane, flying someplace.
Uh-huh.
Well, let's get ready to get back into the story, because it is really something that one person who just totally got fed up with the whole town. So let's get ready to read what happened with this town. The road to... Okay. Are you ready, Starfish?
I'm ready. I have my jammies on.
Okay, so am I. I've got my rocking chair all ready, and I already put oil, so it's not going to squeak.
Mm-hmm.
The road to Wardville traveled over a hill. In a neat and tidy house on the top of the hill lived a neat and tidy old man. Now, this is the story of how he became known as the Wardville Wizard. Every morning, the old man looked out his window and watched the birds playing in the bird bath. He saw the flowers dancing in the sunlight and the trees waving in the breeze, but inside, it seemed a perfect place. Just like what you described, Starfish, because now it's spring.
Spring is here. Spring is here.
But when he went outside, he saw that it was not. Under the beautiful flowers, he found soda bottles thrown from the cars during the night. By the mailbox, he saw juice cans, plastic cups, and straws. Along the roadside, he spotted more litter, empty cigarette packs, newspapers, candy wrappers, all kinds of trash. Now, once he found a worn-out baby buggy full of pacifiers. Wonder what those babies are doing. Now, another day, he discovered a broken toilet seat leaning against the garden gate. Every day, the old man became angry. The more trash he saw, the more angry he got. Sometimes he ran back to his house and up the stairs and leaned out his bedroom window. Taking a deep breath, he yelled, "The people of Warville are slobs!" Whoa.
Whoa.
Can you imagine, Starfish, saying that in the ocean?
Oh, my goodness. That would certainly get everyone's attention.
And I know that Corrine, she definitely would have said something where she lives.
Definitely.
Then the old man took a burlap sack from a garden shed and walked alongside the roadside collecting the trash. Day after day, month after month, he trudged up and down the road with his burlap sack. Now, some days were not as bad as others, but there were always something to put into the sack. He knew if he stopped cleaning, everything would be smothered under a blanket of trash. "Slobs, slobs, slobs," he grumbled. Whoa. I know that TJ Tony Jr. would be right out there with his little bag collecting the trash, too. And if Farrell the cat could do it, he probably would, too. Now, one day, the old man struggled up the hill with an extra heavy load. The afternoon before, the senior citizens football team, it sounds funny, and the Gourmet Motorcycle Club, had held their annual picnic. How fun, all together, all friends. That must have been a lot of fun. Oh, but no. No. What a mess. When he got home, he emptied the sack into a big barrel and jumped up and down on top of the heap, squeezing the garbage so that nothing would fall out. But a plastic lid did fall out. "Have a nice day," he said. The old man shook his head and walked slowly into the woods. He was tired of collecting, tired of pulling and dragging, tired of jumping up and down to make the barrels hold more. Just plain tired. It no longer helped to yell, "Slobs." Don't you think he was probably pretty frustrated?
It seems like it, yeah.
Well, he stopped in a clearing in the middle of the woods and looked up at the treetops. Then he looked into the blue beyond and whispered, "Mother Nature, I've tried to keep your hill and green places clean, but I can't go on. I'm tired." He heaved a sigh and sat down on the ground. Suddenly, music, soft music, played around the old man. And then all was still. Even the birds stopped singing, and the bushes and trees stopped rustling their leaves. The old man lit the quiet wrap around him like a cozy blanket. It was brief. It was very brief. But when it passed, he knew he had been given the power over trash. Wow.
powerful.
Yes. He felt calm and rested as he walked back to the road. A long, shiny automobile drove by out the back window. A small hand tossed a candy wrapper into the air. It was a Cruncho and Snuggly wrapper, and it fluttered to the side of the road, and it settled on a clump of dandelions. The old man looked at it and frowned. He pointed his finger at it and said, "Go back and stick to the person who threw you." The wrapper wrinkled. Then it shot up into the air, and it flew down to the road after the automobile. In the back seat, little Barbette Swarley felt something hit the side of her face. Smack! She reached up and found the Crunchy Snuggles wrapper on her cheek. She pulled it. It would not come off. That night at dinner, Barbette wore a bandana around her face. She said she was playing pirate. She didn't want her parents to see the wrapper, since she wasn't supposed to eat candy between meals. Can you imagine that kind of power, Starfish?
I cannot. That's immense. That's huge.
Well, the next morning, as usual, there was trash along the road. But the old man didn't use the burlap bag. He simply pointed at each can, bottle, box, or whatever litter, and sent it back to whoever had thrown it, exactly as he had done with Cruncho Snuggly's wrapper. It was certainly easier than dragging it all up the hill, and he felt happy. My goodness, that would be something if you woke up in the morning and everybody had their trash on them. Well, let's hear what happened. Harvey Bender had just gotten home from work at the bathtub factory 5 miles out of town. As he stepped through his front doorway, an aluminum can hit him on the back of the neck and stuck there. Oh, boys and girls, I hope you didn't throw away your soda can. Or were you even supposed to be drinking soda? Well, Mr. Fullerton K. Harbord, chairman of the Wardville Real Estate Society, was startled when a dump, burnt-out cigar suddenly attached itself to his elbow. And Mrs. Maple Botts let out a piercing scream when a paper bag full of garbage chased her down the street and stuck to her rear end. Starfish, what do you think would happen if that happened at the park?
If the trash stuck to my rear end? That would be crazy. I would run around in my circle.
I know. I don't think that fish can litter. Well, anyway, let's get back to the story. The only doctor in Wardville was Melvin Split. Now, that night, there were a lot of people in the waiting room wearing strange outfits. They were trying to hide the things that were attached to them. Now, as the patients came into his office, one by one, Dr. Splint began to worry. "I have never seen anything like this," he said. "It may be an epidemic." He told the people he would go to the next town and ask another doctor for advice. "Come back and see me tomorrow afternoon," he said. Wow, that must really be something. Can you imagine, the whole town had something? So that meant, if they had something stuck to them, it meant they littered.
Oh, no.
Yes.
You definitely cannot hide it.
Right. And boys and girls, I hope you live in a town where that doesn't happen and they don't throw things around, because if you were in a town such as that, you would have no trash on you at all. Now, the doctor passed the old man's house as he drove over the hill to the next town. He was worried about his patients. He opened a pack of gum and took out two pieces at once. Uh-oh, what do you think he did, Starfish?
I don't know. I'm scared to hear.
And boys and girls, don't you hope that he didn't, because he is a doctor, would not throw it out the window. After all, he's a professional.
I know.
And he should not litter. I know that Jennifer certainly would have said something. I also know that Shauna would have said something too. And Noelle certainly would have said something to them. So, let's see what happens. He opened up that pack of gum and took out two pieces at once, throwing the gum wrapper out the window. I just wanted to repeat it so that you knew exactly what was going on. Now, Dr. Splint did not learn anything from the doctor in the next town, but he did get something out of his trip. The next afternoon, when he opened his office door, the people in the waiting room gasped. Oh, my goodness. What happened? They saw gum wrappers stuck to each of his ears.
Oh.
Dr. Splint.
Oh, my goodness.
That's what other people said, the same thing, Starfish. Oh, my goodness, said Fullerton K. Harbord. The people went home. They were very, very depressed. Oh, boys and girls, I know if you want to talk to us, you can call us at 914-338-0695 to tell us what you think about all this trash. Now, as the day went by, more and more townspeople began to wear strange outfits. One lady went to a market in a tent. When she was leaving, she met a friend wearing a quilted plastic garment bag. They got stuck trying to go out the door together. A sofa slipcover walked into the library and returned an overdue book. The librarian fainted. And down at the bus station, a very upset sleeping bag and a large beach umbrella were seen leaving town. Now, poor little Barbette Swarley was sick and tired of wearing the bandana to hide the crunchy, snuggly wrapper. I know some of you probably forgot about her. Well, she decided to go for a long walk when she got quite out of town to be able to take these things for a while. Take off these things off for a while, she mumbled to herself. Now, walking slowly along the road that traveled over the hill, she undid the knot and removed the bandana. The crunchy, snuggy wrapper crackled in the breeze, but the air felt good on her head. Halfway down the other side of the hill, Barbette saw the old man looking for trash. She didn't want to be caught without her disguise, so she hid behind a bush and peeked out. The old man had found a pile of empty soda cans, some popsicle sticks, and a milk carton. He pointed his finger at each piece of trash and said something. Instantly, the soda cans and popsicle sticks and the milk cartons jumped into the air and flew down to the road to Warville. My goodness! Barbette's eyes almost popped out of her head. Jalen, Kaylin, and Aylin, I know you're probably going, what is going on? And then she ran down the road to Warksville as fast as she could, as fast as those legs would carry her. He's a wizard, she sputtered. A wizard with power over trash. That's why things are sticking to everybody. He's a wizard. When the townspeople had heard Barbette's story, they decided to call a meeting. By this time, almost every family in Wartsville had been stricken, and some people were in a really bad shape, especially Jimmy Van Slammer, who couldn't fit through the door. And Dr. Splint called the meeting to order. He asked the group to keep calm while he spoke. The gum wrappers were still in his ears, and they were wiggling and waving.
Oh, no.
The meeting lasted late into the night. The people wanted to show one another the nasty trash they had been trying to hide. They were all relieved to know that the other had the same problem. They were not alone. The meeting was tiring for Miss Botts, the lady with the bag of garbage on her rear end, because she couldn't sit down. Now, finally, Fullerton K. Hardboard stood up. "I move we adjourn the meeting and get some sleep," he said. "Tomorrow we'll go out to this wizard's place and demand that he remove those awful stick-ons." Everybody agreed. Oh, my goodness. Can you imagine?
I can't. I'm so excited. What is going to happen next?
I know. Let's go. Now, when the old man looked out his window the next morning, he saw cars and trucks pulling up and parking all around his house. Even the sheriff car was there. The old man stepped outside. He was glad to see that the sheriff wasn't wearing any garbage. Thank goodness. "These folks claim you're a wizard, mister," said the sheriff. "Who?" "They said that you made all this stuff stick to them. Let's hear what you have to say about it. We're all ears." Angry shouts and rumbling noises came from the crowds. "We demand action, Sheriff. We demand it." The old man looked at the crowd with a serious, steady look, taking them in one at a time. Finally, he said, "Hello, slobs." "Arrest him, Sheriff," shouted Harvard Bender. The old man gave them another steady look. "You're angry because your trash has come home to you," he said. "You've been throwing trash along the road for a long time, and I've been cleaning it up. I'm tired of cleaning up after you. Every piece of trash stuck to you is something you yourself threw away." The grumbling and shouting changed to a murmur and then stopped. A hush came over the people. Fullerton K. Hardboard studied the cigar butt that was stuck to him. Other people looked closely at their own stick-ons. They all began to feel embarrassed. Suddenly, a muffled whine came from Jimmy Van Slammer, who was getting desperate. "Suppose we promise not to do it again." Everyone looked at Jimmy. All they could see was a large pile of soda cans, popsicle sticks, hamburger cartons, and candy wrappers with two skinny legs sticking out underneath. Then they looked at the old man. They weren't angry anymore. They were ashamed. The old man smiled. He wasn't angry anymore either. He knew that they had learned a lesson. "If all of you promise not to litter again, and I mean it," he said, "the trash will stop sticking to you when you get home. Then you can put it in your own trash basket where it belongs." The people rushed to their cars and trucks. "Maybe it's not such a bad wizard after all," someone shouted. Now, little Barbette Swarler was so happy that on her way home, she almost threw the bandana out the car window, but she stopped herself just in time. Mrs. Botts felt better, too. Unfortunately, though, she had to ride back the way she had come, standing in the back of a pickup truck with her garbage bag rattling in the wind. Dr. Splint was glad the epidemic was ending. He opened a new pack of gum and carefully put the wrapper in his car litter bag. Now, when all the people had gone, the old man walked along the road. The Johnny Jump-Ups were lifting their heads proudly. They were all beaming, and everything was neat and tidy. He was happy because he knew it would stay that way, but he wouldn't miss yelling slob a little, because that was kind of fun. That's the end. So I wonder.
Wow, that's a true leader. He got the whole community together, and they did a positive act in the end.
Right. And I bet you, boys and girls, you could do it to your school or even to your house.
Yes, definitely. I see it happening, too.
Oh, wow. So I wonder if some on the West Coast, if they're ready for bed. I wonder if they're getting ready. And I wonder if they love this little story. You can call us anytime at 914-338-0695 and tell us how you love the story. Do you think that some of them already have their favorite pajamas and their pillows and toys and slippers? And I hope they didn't forget to brush their teeth.
Oh, no. Yes, you can't forget to brush your teeth. Zion and Milo, do you have your teeth cleaned? Do you have your PJs? Chai, you snuggled up with your favorite tender?
And I know that Grandma Marilyn is already singing to her new granddaughter.
Casey and Duncan, I see you guys giggling. Get ready for bed and get on the train, because the train is going straight ahead to Storyland. That's good, you know, boys and girls, and Miss Trinine Davis, that rocking and singing and drinking nice warm milk soothes and relaxes you to make you go to sleep and unwind and kick back and relax. Even bringing your favorite teddy bear or your favorite starfish or your favorite doll to cuddle. Oh, let's not forget your blanket or pillow. Blakey, I see you getting ready, nice and snuggled up. TJ and Fallon, of course, James, of course, you need to get your little brothers and sisters all snuggled so you can get snuggled too.
Right, and you know, there was a few grandmas who told us some things that they did, because Grandma Jordan, what she does with Corrine, she rubs her back so that she can just fall off to sleep. Can you believe that? Grandma Jordan, all the way from Colorado.
Wow, that's so, so nice. That will make me smile.
Right, and then there's also Gigi from New Haven. She also does the same thing. And also Grandma Inkanoki, she does the same thing. She gets in a rocking chair, and she gives them their favorite cookies or even warm milk, she says sometimes.
Wow, that sounds so nice.
And they're all listening to Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories on Blake Radio Network on Monday's evening. That's what they said that they do, and that's how they get their grandchildren to fall fast asleep. That's what Mama Stacy says for Christopher.
Oh, and just because your eyes feel heavy and you feel like you're dozing off into dreamland doesn't mean that you don't feel you're smiling all the way to wonderful dreams. And I think Mr. Kirk Franklin, he likes to smile too.
Well, yes, last time we heard him smile, but this time we're going to listen to you do a book that we really like, and I think that you have a great time in saying it, because last week when you read some stories, you did all the characters, Starfish.
Yes, and it was so, so very much, so very fun. So today, this evening, for our bedtime stories, I'm going to read Little Bunny's Sleepless Night by Carol Roth, published by North South. And the music that we'll be listening to is a salute to Inja Hope Has a Place.
Right, okay. Hope does have a place, doesn't it?
It certainly does. So, I wonder, why does little bunny have sleep? Do you wonder, girls and boys? All right, let's start. Little bunny had no brothers or any sisters. He had his very own room with his very own bed. But sometimes he got lonely. So lonely that he couldn't fall asleep. Oh, do you feel that way ever when you're by yourself and your mommy and daddy are at dinner And you feel by yourself, even though your babysitter is downstairs. It feels so lonely, I understand. So, one night, he thought, what I need is the company of a good friend. So he hopped next door to his good friend Squirrel. May I sleep here tonight? Of course, said Squirrel, as he welcomed him in. Tucked all snug in bed next to Squirrel, little Bunny thought, how lucky he was not alone. Good night, Squirrel, said little Bunny. Good night, little Bunny, answered his friend. Falling asleep was easy, but staying asleep was not. Little Bunny was soon awakened by crunch, crunch, crunch. Boys and girls, what does that make? Crunch, crunch, crunch. I wonder where that's coming from. What's that noise? Said the little bunny. He asked as he sat up in the bed. It's just me packing acorns, said Squirrel. I always have a little snack in the middle of the night. Well, thanks for having me, but I can't sleep with all that noise. The bunny left and hopped some more until he reached his good friend Skunk's house. Skunk? Oh no, boys and girls, you know where this is going too. May I sleep? May I? Oh no! The little bunny was asking the squirrel, may he sleep here tonight? Yes, yes, 100 times yes, shouted the skunk. Well, the skunk is very, very loud. Skunk, no one has ever asked to sleep over here before. Afraid little bunny might change his mind, Skunk quickly pulled him inside. This is fun! The skunk asked as they got into their beds shortly after. They fell asleep. But not for long. Little Bunny was soon awakened by a terrible smell. What smells? He asked as he jumped up. I'm afraid I do, said Skunk. I forgot someone else was in my room. I got scared and sprayed. Well, thanks for having me, but I can't sleep. I simply cannot sleep with that smell. So, little bunny left and hopped some more until he reached his good friend Porcupine. May I sleep here tonight? Certainly, said Porcupine. You can take my bed, and I'll sleep on the floor. Yippee, said little bunny as he climbed so high into Porcupine's bed and bounced around with excitement. Ouch! He screamed. What do you have in here? Oh, it's just my quills, said Porcupine. I lose them every now and then. Well, thanks for having me. But I'm so sorry, Porcupine, my friend. I can't sleep with those prickles. So, once again, little bunny left and hopped some more until he reached his good friend. I wonder, boys and girls, where is he going to go next? He has so many friends. Where is he going to go next? Let's see. So, little bunny left and hopped some more until he reached his good friend Bear's place. May I sleep here tonight?
Why, sure. Make yourself at home, said Bear.
By now, little bunny was so tired, he just curled up on the floor and went right to sleep. But very soon after, little bunny was wakened by a loud, rumbling noise. Oh no, it's thundering, he thought. But it wasn't thundering at all. What's that noise? His friend Bear was snoring! Oh my goodness! Have you boys and girls ever heard anyone snore, or do you snore yourself? Well, I can't sleep with that snoring, said little bunny. Where is he going to go next? So he left and hopped some more until he reached his good friend Owl's home. May I sleep here tonight? Why, yes. If you want to, Owl, just follow me. Where is he going to go next? How many different friends does little bunny have? An exhausted little bunny went right to sleep, but soon he was awakened by a bright light shining in his eyes. Put the light out, he shouted. I can, said Owl. Hoo-hoo, hoo-hoo. I stay up reading all night. That's how I got to be so wise. The owl reads all night and gets so much knowledge? Wow. Well, since you're so wise, can you please tell me how I'm ever going to get some sleep? That's easy, Owl said. Just go home where you belong. Wow. He went home to where he belongs. What could happen next? What do you think, Aunt Jewel?
Well, I think I would go back home because I think I would be able, I would want to be in my own bed where it's real comfortable.
Yeah, my bed down in the ocean bed is very comfortable too. So, in the end, little bunny hopped back home and was able to sleep in his own very, very own bed. All his friends had their own homes where they were comfortable in, and he soon realized that his comfy bed and his comfy home was just fine enough.
Right, seeing your pillow, your curtains, your bedspread, your little rabbit, your balls, and your car.
Yes, getting comfortable is so, so important. Wow, I'm even getting comfortable right now in my warm blankie, in my favorite pillow, in my favorite toy and doll surrounding me. I just feel like I'm just warm and I'm just in a big, huge hug. So, boys and girls, That brings me. Are you still on the train? Are you still hanging in our fast, fast train of Storyland? Well, get ready, boys and girls, because we're going into another Storyland. A Storyland.
You know what? I know that he probably just didn't want to be there because at his own house he didn't have any crunching noise or terrible smells or those things that stuck him. Or snoring, or bright lights. Sometimes you just want to have peace and quiet.
Boys and girls, are you listening? What things can't make you fall asleep? Loud noises, trains, honking. What things do you hear that won't let your little pretty little eyeballs fall asleep? I wonder.
Wow, you said you had another story for us?
Yep. Is everyone fastened their seatbelt on the train?
I'm almost falling asleep.
Get ready. I saw Christopher go off and get a drink, but now he's back. And so I'm ready to get on to my next story called Just Like You. You. I see you. You and you and you. Little Fallon, you too. Just Like You. By Jan Fernley, and published by Candlewick Press. Our background music is called Sleep Away by Bob Acree.
Oh, good, because we only have like a few minutes, too.
Okay, well, let's get on that fast track now. We're on the fast track. So, just like you, it was dusk. The evening sun snuggled down the hillside, resting on purple pillows of clouds. Mama Mouse and Slow Mouse were making their way home to bed. As they walked along, they could hear the other animals and their babies settling down for the night. Mama Bird was tucking her chicks into the nest, carefully, tenderly, smoothing her tiny feathers. "I will fly for you," sang softly as the chicks closed their eyes. "I will fly across the sea, as high as the clouds, to find the finest food for you." "Oh my," said Little Mouse, "your babies must be very special." "Yes, they are," Mama Mouse, "just like you." Next, they came upon Daddy Frog. I wonder if that was the froggy that was in Aunt Jewel's sleep. She was tucking in her frocklet under the lily pad. "I will jump for you," she said to them. "I will jump as high as the sky and bring you the juicy stuff. That's what you do." The little mouse. "But his babies sound very special, too." "They certainly are," Mama Mouse, "just like you." As they tiptoed through the grass, they came upon a family of rabbits, passing the last bedtime. I wonder how did the rabbit hop into this story, too? How many friends do you have? Let's see what the rabbit says. "I will dig for you," whispered Mama Rabbit to her kid. "I will dig the deepest, most secret burrow to keep you safe and sound warm forever. That's what I'll do," she said. Little Mouse sighed. "That's a lot of hard work," she said. "What special stuff on the baby? Just like you." Leaving the little pop, they walked along the seahorse. The seashore. They saw two seals. "I wonder if they'll see my family." The two seals settled on a bed of seaweed. They laughed and leaped lullaby against the shore while Mama Seal cleaned her pup. "I'll swim for you, my darling," she sang. "I'll fly the deep into the deepest ocean and find you the of treasures, shells, corals, and fish, whatever you wish." Wow, that's so very sweet. Mama Mouse smiled and tucked her baby under the covers. "Well, you know," she said, "all that must be true, but even a little mouse can do quite a few things. Let me see. I'll read you stories to make you smile. I'll find you nice things to nibble on. I'll play with you and make you laugh. But most of all, I promise I will always love you and care for you. And I'll do it with all my heart," Little Mouse smiled. "That's an awful lot," he said. "I must be very, very, very special." "Yes, you are," whispered Mama, giving him a kiss. And as Mama Mouse tiptoed to the bedroom door, Little Mouse whispered, "Just like you, Mama. Good night."
Oh, that was so special.
Yeah, so very special. We met so many different friends tonight in all these different stories.
And you know that when that happens and you look at the boys and girls, and a lot of them already dozed off to sleep, Starfish. They're already sleeping.
They're all sleeping in the fairy world land.
And they look so innocent.
So beautiful.
Right, and there's such a special song that we always play. And, of course, you know it. It's "Just Like a Star" by Corrine Bailey Ray.
Just like a star across my sky, just like an angel, you have appeared to my life. Feel like I'll never be the same. Just like a song in my heart, just like oil on my hands. All little love.
This is Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Soul.
Blowing out my mind. You got this look I can't describe. You make me feel I'm alive. When everything else is so fake. Without a doubt, you're on my side. Heaven has been way too long. Can't find the words to write this song. Oh, your love.
Good night, Nicholas and Hugo and Brian. And Brooklyn, of course.
Good night, Zion. Good night, Kyla. Good night, Ty.
Remember, boys and girls, get your rest for the days ahead. Look at Grandpa. He's already dozed off, and his glasses fell on his lap. See you next Monday. Shh. At Aunt Jill's Bedtime Stories at 7:30. On Blake's Radio Network on Rainbow Soul. Good night, Starfish. Thank you so much.
Good night, Auntie.
Good night, Pharaoh and Papa. Okay. Renee the Canary, go take him out for a walk. We always want to play our